Protests have continued in Hong Kong's airport over the last week. This follows weeks of mass demonstrations and political crisis in Hong Kong related to an extradition bill, but also larger concerns over the treatment of Hong Kong by the Chinese government. Gordon G. Chang joins us now. He's author of the book, The Coming Collapse of China. Gordon has written on China and North Korea for a variety of publications and lived and worked in China and Hong Kong for nearly 20 years. Gordon, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rob.
Before we get into the protests themselves, can you talk about the unique status of Hong Kong as part of China?
Well, Hong Kong is called a special administrative region of the People's Republic, and there are two of them. One of them is Hong Kong, the other is Macau, which is close by. And Hong Kong is governed under a one-country, two-systems formula, which is supposed to have a high degree of autonomy for 50 years. And that 50-year period ends 2047. We're 22 years into it. And the status of Hong Kong and China's relation to it is really what has caused these protests now in their 11th straight week. But they do go back to April, so this is a long-running protest.
Right. There are fundamental issues that probably led to this protest. What was the spark, though, that made it break out this year in particular?
It was an extradition bill proposed by Carrie Lam, the Hong Kong chief executive, the highest political officer in Hong Kong, in the territory. She says that this was her idea, but most people believe it was initiative of Beijing. Under this extradition bill, it would increase by 20 the number of jurisdictions to which Hong Kong could extradite fugitives. And one of those 20, and this is where the protest stems from, one of those was the People's Republic itself. And people believed, and not just pro-democracy kids and general population, but also the Hong Kong business establishment, was extremely concerned about being extradited into a mainland court where, of course, there's no rule of law and very little in the way of justice. So that's what's triggered the protests. But now the demands have gone well beyond that.
Right. Talk about how it's gone from a protest focused on this idea of residents of Hong Kong being extradited to mainland China into much wider demands from many people in Hong Kong.
Yeah, the protesters have what they call the five demands. And in those five demands, there is one for universal suffrage for the election of the chief executive of Hong Kong. That had been promised, but Beijing has not honored that particular pledge. And that's what led to 79 days of protests in 2014, the so-called Occupy protests. So those are one of the five demands. But the kids on the streets have other demands as well. And for instance, you hear some of them talk about independence from China. Some of them even talk about the removal of communism from Chinese soil. Kids are flying the Union Jack because Hong Kong was once a British colony. They're also flying American flags and singing our national anthem. And they're holding up posters asking for President Trump to come to their rescue.
How has the government of China itself been portraying the events in Hong Kong to its own citizens within the so-called Great Firewall of China with a heavily restricted internet access?
For all until the last 3 weeks, almost every single mention of the Hong Kong protests was scrubbed from the internet in China. Starting about 3 weeks or so ago, there was a change, and that was when there was a protest at what's called the Liaison Office, which is Beijing's representative office in the territory. Students, one particular night, threw ink on the national emblem of the People's Republic. And Beijing then immediately pivoted. They started showing the images of the protests inside China itself and tried to stir up nationalist sentiment because the national emblem had been desecrated. And now Beijing talks about the protests all the time. Part of that, of course, is how the students are trying to create a secession from Hong Kong. But also important for us, Beijing has been blaming the United States for both instigating and continuing the protests in the city.
Talking about the latest on the protests in Hong Kong, what led to them, Gordon G. Chang is with us. He's the author of the book, The Coming Collapse of China. What have you seen from the American response from President Trump? And ultimately, does it matter what Americans say about what's going on in Hong Kong?
It's a lot of what America matters, but President Trump's response has been uninspiring. So, for instance, he said this is a matter between Hong Kong and China. And he's also said, well, he hopes it works out. He hopes it works out for liberty in Hong Kong, but also for China itself. And on occasion, he has also talked about the protests as riots. Technically, he was true on that, but that's not an appropriate comment from the President of the United States, considering what we have at stake. Beijing has been attacking the whole notion of democracy and American democracy. And so Hong Kong, in a very real sense, is the front line of freedom, not just for the people of Hong Kong, but also for ourselves as well. And Beijing has been calling the U.S. a quote-unquote black hand, in other words, responsible for the protests. So whether we like it or not, we are being tarred with by Beijing propaganda.
You've written a book about the possible collapse of China as we know it. You've written elsewhere more recently that these protests could be the inciting incident for some kind of collapse. China looks like this unmovable force at this point. How could we get from here to there?
Well, many Chinese dynasties have fallen from the periphery with protests and disturbances, and those have reverberated inward to the center of power. That's what could be happening right now. The thing that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, is concerned about is not that the people in the mainland are going to be sympathetic to Hong Kong people. The people in the mainland are notoriously unsympathetic to Hong Kong. But what I think Xi Jinping is worried about is that people in the mainland will be inspired by what people in Hong Kong are doing. So, for instance, people in Hong Kong have pushed Carrie Lam, the chief executive, around. They've got her to temporarily suspend the consideration of the extradition bill. And I think that Xi Jinping is worried that people in the mainland have their own grievances, especially because the economy right now is not doing very well. And because all of that, I think that you could see a harsh reaction on the part of Beijing when they believe that there is a contagion from Hong Kong to the rest of China.
We've seen in the past, of course, the Tiananmen Square protests decades ago and that kind of harsh reaction you were just talking about from the government to quash that. What are your fears, I guess, of something similar happening now in Hong Kong?
Yeah, I think that there's a real high possibility of Beijing deploying the People's Armed Police or the People's Liberation Army on the streets of Hong Kong. But I don't see that happening for a very long time. And there are a couple of reasons for that. First of all, we're not seeing the contagion that I talked about. And there was a large protest in China in the first week of July, but it petered out. And so we didn't see simultaneous large protests in the mainland. Also, China is going to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic on October 1. So it's unlikely that they will do something to cause mass disturbance and disruption before that date. And then, of course, you have the UN General Assembly meeting in September. I'm sure China does not want this subject discussed in the global body. So there's a lot of reasons for Beijing to try to get through all of this. But the one thing from China's perspective is you don't see a diminishment of fervor on the part of the pro-democracy kids, and you don't see a loss of support despite their violent tactics from time to time. You don't see a loss of support on the majority of people in Hong Kong who are not focusing in on the tactics of the demonstrators, but are focusing on the brutality of the Hong Kong police, because they've crossed the line a number of times recently. They're focusing on Carrie Lam's intransigence and on Beijing's encroachment. So people in Hong Kong, by and large, are still behind the kids.
Gordon, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
That's Gordon G. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, looking at the latest in the protests in Hong Kong and what's led to the current situation.